Seder, Shkoich. Every Torah from Rabbi Leibel Eger is lichtig. Every Torah. Whoever learns Torah Semes Imri Emes, you see, every Torah is so lichtig. But especially the Torahs of Chanukah and these parashiyos. So let's learn a little bit from Torah Semes from Rabbi Leibel Eger. Ki imcha mekor chai. It says, you see where it says, the Shnia, one, Ki imcha mekor chayim, be'or cha nirer or. Ki imcha mekor chayim, Hashem, with Hashem is the mekor chayim, is the source of life. Who in your neis Chanukah? Rabbi Leibel Eger says that to understand the neis of Chanukah, we have to realize that that the Nes of Chanukah means coming into contact with that Mekor, the Mekor Chaim, the source of life. Hamarish lo yisyayish ha'odam ba'atzmai ech shuhu oimed, which teaches each and every one of us not to be misyayish, not to give up hope. Ech shuhu oimed, regardless of where he's standing, regardless of what he is experiencing, he is going through. Im gam betachlis ha-shiflis. Even if chas v'sholom a person is betachlis ha-shiflis in the lowest place, yesh oid tikva. There is always still hope. Shemize atzmoy yetzmichas yeshuasai. The davka, when the person comes to what he feels is the end, and he can't go any further, and he feels that he's at a point that it's not possible to get worse. So Leibel explains that Davke, at that point, he's able to come into contact with Chanukah, with what's called Ki Imcha Mekor Chaim. Be'orcha Nira Or. Well, Zeh Moira HaNeis Chanukah. How do we see this by the Neis Chanukah? Shehoyah B'Hashemen Beis Shehoyah Nifsak Al Pi HaTeva. Something happened that, of course, was a simon of what was wrong with Am Yisrael Bechlal. And what happened was Timul Kol Hashmanim. All the shaman was Tameh, which is itself very odd. Timul Kol Hashmanim. All the shaman was Tameh. And the shaman, as we spoke about a little bit last week, the Timu Kol Hashmanim, the Tumas Hashmanim. The Tumas Hashmanim is the same as Yosef HaTzadik being lost, and Yaakov Avinu feeling that there was no hope. Because if the Tzadik is lost, if there's a state of Timu Kol Hashmanim, all that is holy and all that is pure is finished. So then, al pi hateva, there's no way to continue. So Leibel says, Shahayib Hashem and Be'eshahi Nifsak al pi hateva. Al pi hateva, Aleph, Timu Kol Hashmanim, all of the Shemen was Tameh. And Be'ez, the Shemen that they found was finished. At the end of one night, it was done. It was finished. Al Piatava, it didn't have the koach to continue. So what happened? At that point of Timuka Lashmanim, so they found one jar of shemen. And that one jar of shemen reached its end. It was finished. It couldn't continue. The way that you and I sometimes feel. The way that Am Yisrael appeared at that time in history. That it was finished. It couldn't continue. And an amazing thing happened. Nis'oira ha-makar. At that point, when it seemed to have been finished, there was his iris of the makar. Nis'oira ha-makar la-shpia bli hafsik l'shmanas ayam. There was his iris of the makar. The makar was revealed. The makar doesn't dry up. Along the course of the river, it's possible that everything has dried up. But if that, as long as the makar, as long as the source of water, as long as the source of life is still there, so then davke at the end, when it seems that there's no life, davke nisoira hamakar lahashpia bli hefsik l'shmenes yom. Not only was the oil not finished, but once there was a hisiris of the makar, the oil was able to light indefinitely, because 8 days means really forever, as the Maharal always says in the Svarim. It means without a shia. This world is 7, 8 is beyond this world. And that nes of Chanukah was an ois, was a simen, that no matter how low the Jewish people have fallen, and no matter how dried up we seem to be, and no matter how without hope the situation is, ki imka makor chayim, that davka at that point where it seems that everything is finished and everything is dry and there's no hope, suddenly there's the bubbling of life that you could hear far beneath the surface. There's the makor chayim hasn't been affected. It's only the course of the water. It's only the course of the oil. Tim kol hashmanim, but the makor, ki imcha makor chayim be'or chanira or, is misayra. Davka when it seems that everything has finished, it seems that it can't go on. And that, Reb Leibel explains, is ha'ois shliyuchaliyos la'olam shum hefsek l'kedushas Yisrael. The kedushas Yisrael can never, ever, ever truly stop. It can't end. That's why Chanukah is the last yontif. That's why Chanukah is the yontif that was given to us to take us through all the long years of galus until Mashiach comes. The last yontif. Gam im oivra aleinu ma. No matter what passes over us, no matter what we go through. And that's how we could understand the Taz and other Achronim ask, Lomali also Zechlat Solis Nefashis Nitzachna Melchama. How come the only mitzvah that we have is lighting the menorah? How come they didn't make a mitzvah in order to remember the fact that we went to war and it was Rabbi Admatim and so on, and we were able to be victorious in the war? Big nisim, Rabbi Yad Ma'atim, Tmem Yatar, and so on. So how come we don't have a zeicha? How come there was no mitzvah that was given to us to remember the nes of the nitzachon in the milchama? Begam al ze'atzma yesh lahavin. And bechlal we need to understand. Ma yisun lahanes hazeh shohei b'mikdash b'hashemen. What's the big deal of this miracle that happened in the Beis HaMikdash with the jar of oil? She'osu l'zeicha, that they made a whole big to-do about it, and we have the whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Halehet tamid b'mikdash asar nisim. At least in the first Beis HaMikdash, there were clearly nisim all of the time. There were 10 nisim. V'gam b'Hashem an atzmai, hayizman rav neis b'chol yoyim. And even with the oil itself, there was a miracle. Shaner ha-ma'aravi ha-yadoylek yoyisami midaso, that the ner ma'aravi would stay lit more than the shear of time that was in the oil. Achal pidvareinu yuvan ha-kol al-nochayin. But however, according to what we're learning, we could understand. Ki ikar ha-raz neis hazeh ha-ya shebei shahya nira al-piyatava shenifzak. The ikar neis of Chanukah is not to prove that miracles are possible, nor is it to prove that in the Beis HaMikdash there were miracles. The Ikka Nes of Chanukah, Reb Leibel explains, Ikka Haraz Nes Hazeh, Hayeshebeisha Hayenir Alpiteva Shen Nifsak. It's when Alpiteva, everything is done, the show is over. Gamarnu. Ve'ein Tikva, and there's no hope. That at that point, Nisoira hamakar lahashpia. There's a hisoiris of the makar lahashpia. There's a hisoiris of the makar, of the source of miracles, of the source of life, to be mashpia. Umemela lo ye'ora shum hefsik. So that there won't be a hefsik, there can never be a hefsik. Ki hamakar lo yechazev. Because the makar is never unfaithful, it never ends. It's only when there's no makar. When you have a pool of water that's sitting in the sun, it could dry up. When there's a pool of water that's sitting, and it's not connected to a makar of water, so then it's a very hot day, or it's a hot week, or a hot summer, so then that pool of water dries up and it's finished. But as long as there's a makar of mayim, if it's not just a pool of water because of the rain or something, some other water that came over there, people poured water in that place, of course, if it's not connected to the makar of water, then if it's hot, it dries up, it's finished. It has a hefsik. But if the water is connected to the makar of water, if it's connected to the ma'ayan, to the wellspring of water, to the source of water, then hamakar lo yichazev. Lo yichazev. There's such a thing as mayim koizvim. The Mishnah in Parah talks about that. When you have water that's called unfaithful, untrue, it's not true. It seems to be a living body of water, but it's mayim koizvim. It's water that deceives and that lies. Truth is, it's not connected to any makar, and that water can dry up. It's not mayim chay. But when water is be'emes, mayim chayim, even though right now it looks like it's finished, but it's not, because there's a makar that you can't see with your eyes. There's deep down, there's a makar. And hamakar lo yichazev. Hamakar lo yichazev. The makar doesn't lie. The makar is alive. Lo yichazev. Umizeh hakoach atzmo haya gamken hatzolus anafashas. Therefore, there's no separate takana that was made to celebrate the miracle of our being able to survive that war and be victorious in the war against the Yavanim, even though the odds were very much alpiteva, stacked against us in any such a milchama, because the entire Chanukah is one yontif of hisoiros hamakar, this oiros of the makar, davke at a point where it seems that everything is finished, that it's dried, that everything is dried up. It's the realization that that can't happen to us because ki imcha makar chaim ba'orcha nira or, the whole nes is the nes of the shemen, because that gufa is the nes of the victory in the milchama. Rabbi biyad ma'atim tem yatar misham yat tzadikim zayim biyad oiske serasecha. Who gam kenat solus hanafoshes ki esnagdus hahipu chaya oz. But what was the whole? What was the whole milchama of the Yavanim about? Lashkichem teresecha, ulhaviram me'alchu keritzenecha, to cause us to forget Torah. What does it mean to forget something? To forget something, to forget who you are, it means that all you are is a pool of knowledge. And when it gets hot, or when something gets wrong, or when there's tzaras, then it dries up and you forget. But when the person is connected to the makar, so then there can't be shikha. There can't be, you don't forget. Forgetting is when you're not connected to the makar. So then you could have water sitting someplace, and you turn and you could speak to the one, you say, what's the matter? Why are you drying up? He says, what do you mean? Where am I supposed to? It hasn't rained in a month. I'm finished. I have no way to be revived. So you say to the water, what are you talking about? Why don't you? What's the matter? Don't you know that you have tremendous kaychus to be rejuvenated? But the water has forgotten. That means it's mayim kaizen. It doesn't have any makar. It's not connected to a makar. You don't forget the makar of your existence. the person forgets the Rabbanu Shalom, it's because he doesn't realize that he's connected to the Makar HaChaim. Shikcha means when you're detached from your Makar. That's what it means to forget. So Lashkichem Teresecha, Lahavim Alchukei Ritzonecha, V'haim Lahavsik Chasu Shalom Yisrael, B'chinis HaKadusha. Lashkichem Teresecha to cause us to forget Hashem's Torah, and to cause us to become disconnected from Hashem's mitzvahs. That was the Inyan of Yavan. The word Yavan, the morale, Svasemes brings to the morale, that Yavan is a lashon of Ona'a, also dishonesty. Lahainais, Ona'a, Kaizvan, dishonest. The dishonesty of the Ona'a of Yavan is to say, Ki'ilu, Kedushas Yisrael has an end. Ki'ilu Kedushas Yisrael is like a pool of water, not water that's connected to the Amayan, a nachal noveya, a nachal that is ever flowing, ever filling with new and fresh water. Nachal is lahadig nechanik, like we learn. The inyan of Yavan is the sheker of mayim kaizvim, the onah, the deception of this world, that causes a person to think that he has a certain reservoir, a certain amount of kaiches, a certain amount of emuna, a certain amount of bitachin, and when he goes through a tzara, God forbid, or something bad, he gets dried up and he's finished. Can't go on. He's done. That's a sheker. That's a pool of water. That's not what a Jew is. A Jew is connected. Ki imcha mekor chayim ba'orcha nira'or. That's the whole nes of Chanukah. Timu kol hashmanim, that's it. There's no more shaman. And the one shaman that they found, well, it could only light for a little bit. How long can it go? And then the amazing thing happened. It goes. It burns. Ki imcha mekor chayim. There's this iris of the makar. That oil that looked like it's in a separate jar. Now you don't see any pipes. It's connected to something that's infinite. Eight. It's connected to something that doesn't end. Ki imcha mekor chayim. Baruch Hashem. That's what a Jew is. A Jew doesn't end. Am Yisrael doesn't end because there's no onah. There's no chazav. There's no mayim kaizvim. Ani amati b'chavzi kol ha'adam kaizav. But that's ani amati b'chavzi. The evidence is there's no such thing as sheker, as I know by Am Yisrael. In Pnimius, Am Yisrael is connected to the Makar Chaim. And Kimcha Makar Chaim, Baruch Nera'or. And that's Misoira Davki when you think that you've come to the end. Davki when you think that it's finished. Like the water that comes from the living well, from the wellspring of water. So it's dried up over here, and Davka, then you dig, you're looking, and then there's some bubbling, and you keep on going, and you see, oh, this isn't stam a pool of water. This is a Makar Chai. This is connected to a Makar. It's not stam water that's sitting on the surface. They wanted, that the Greeks wanted that we should be chasrom kamayim. Valzen this oira hamakar. Chanukah is a yontav of his oirus hamakar. Right before the long galus, the long stretch until Mashiach comes. Since Chanukah, it's been a long time until Mashiach comes. Ki imcha makar chayim ba'orcha nera'or. That's before. Yiv v'yun mi deshen be'secha. Yiv yun mi deshen be'secha. His son of Avramla talks about Yiv yun mi deshen be'secha. Deshen means we will be drinking deshen, the fatness of be'secha, the Beis Hamikdash. Yiv yun mi deshen be'secha. V'nachal, nachal is lahadig nechanika. Nachal adanecha sashkeim. The river, the flowing river of Hashem's delicacies, we will drink. Ki imcha makor chayim baruch nero. It's all about Chanukah. And my son pointed out a good thing. He said on Shabbos that we have Mekoris and Chazal, that the place where they found the Pach Shemen was in the place of the Deshen, the oily ashes of the Mizbeach were. In that place they found the Pach Shemen that's Munah B'chayisma Shel Kohen Gadol. That's the Ki Yivin Mideshen Beisecha. V'nachal adanecha sashkem ki imcha mekor chayim v'orcha nera or. She'en b'shum oifen lishlot al zeh. That there's no way to stop Am Yisrael. La'avir me'akdusha chas v'shalom, to take us as a people entirely away from kedusha. Individuals, lo'aleinu, can forget. There is such a thing. But they can't, and even that person is going to have a tikkun, because he only thinks he's disconnected, but he's not really. A person can imagine that he's disconnected, but he's not really. Umemelin is batla hipach. So the Nes of Chanukah was nizbatel the hipach of what? La'ashkichem teresach, la'havim achukev tzenech. V'ha ois l'dori doris. Reb Leibler says, this is the sign, the ois, the simen, the dori doris for all generations. Shebechol ois, bechol zman, that at every time, that even when an individual Jew comes to a situation to the point, he comes to a point in his life where it's chalila efes tikva. There's no hope. Efes tikva. Mize'atzma yis'ar lo Yeshua. Dafka mize'atzma, when he's at the end, efes tikva, there's a his'aris of the makar. Of the Yeshua. Well, ze'anu aymrim ba'al anisem, ul'am chiyisrela sisat shua gedaylo furkan kahayom hazeh. And that's the nusach of kahayom hazeh. Haynu, sha Yeshua nasa gam al hayom hazeh. That the nes of Chanukah is not only that which happened back then, but it's kahayom hazeh. We're already very, very far down, far along in history, down the way, way far away from that time of Chanukah, but it's Kahayim Hazeh. B'chol eish shoyimdim nikra Hayim Hazeh. That means wherever a Jew is, and whatever time it is in history, and whatever time it is in a person's life, it's called Hayim Hazeh, this day. La'am chisur la'sis etshua gedol u'furkan Kahayim Hazeh. Don't see such a lashon by, we say, Shosh Nisan Abisenu by Yom Haim Zman Hazeh. But to say a nusach like this of La'am Chisol Sisat Shua Gedolu Furkan Kahayim Hazeh, that's by the Nes of Chanukah, because Chanukah is Soif Kolanisim. Chanukah is not even written up in Torah Shebichsav. It's Soif Kolanisim. It's when there was no longer any Nevuah. Soif Kolanisim. Soif Kolanisim. And Davke at the end, there's a hisiris of the beginning. Reb Leib is going to explain more. Davke at the end, when you think that it's all finished, you discover this is not just a pool of kedusha. The kedusha Yisrael is flowing from a makar. Because at that point, at the end, you davke find that it's not over. That's what happened with the oil by the Nes of Chanukah. Haynu shay Yeshua nasa gamal hayom hazeh b'chol eish shayim dim nikra hayom hazeh v'zeh inyin. So inyan Chanukah Soif Kalanisa. Gam Meuchar Mipurim Shenitin Lichtov. Purim. Purim happened between first base of Mikdash and second base of Mikdash. That already we have a Megillas Esther. That's already Nitan Lichtov, Nitan Likosev. That already was written. Vayinu Sheyesh Dai Mehayom Hazeh Ad Soif Kol Hadoros. But Davke from Chanukah, which is Soif Kalanisa, there has to be enough oil to last till the end of all generations. And there is, because the source can never end. The source is Mekor Chaim, Kimcha Mekor Chaim, Baruch HaNera Or. U'b'zeh yesh lo'im ha'mashim, ez damin yimei Chanukah b'payishis, v'yeshiv mikeitz, and v'yigash, she'inyin echor lahem, v'ke'inyin no soifam b'tchilo asan, but the Sefer Yetzirah says that the end is connected to the beginning. V'ke'inyin no soifam b'tchilo asan, the circle, the end and the beginning are connected. Kimei Chanukah, who is Iris HaMakor B'Soif Kanal, because Chanukah is the end, it's the last Yontif. It's after Torah Shebichsav, it's after Nevuah, it's after Hashem, it's when Hashem stopped talking to us. It was done. He's not talking to us anymore. It's the Soif, it's the end. And it has to last till Mashiach, till Arichas Ner Ben Yisha. It has to go to the end. So the end, Chanukah, is connected to the beginning. What's the Haskalah? Yosef HaTzadik, the beginning of Kedushas Yisrael, really the Ovis. But this Kedusha of the Shemen, of the oil, of Kedushas HaBris, of Kedushas Yisrael, that's really Yosef HaTzadik. Kihumi Maisei HaOvis, Shem HaScholos HaShasheres HaKadosh B'Yisrael. The Ovis is the beginning of the holy chain of Am Yisrael. Well, then the Krem Ovis, that's why they call the Ovis. V'Cholos Kem HaYerakles, similar to Rishima Labanim. And everything that the Ovis were Isaac in was only a Rishima, was only the makar of what's going to be experienced later on by the children throughout all of time. Lahashrish be makdusha l'dayrus, lahashrish be the kedusha of all for all future generations. Kedis al zeber ramban hakodesh al ha'Torah, v'ini ha'esek hazesh nezdam lifnei Yaakov avinu al v'sholom. Now this esek in the parashias of Ayeshev, Miketz, and finally the hisgalus of Ani Yosef is in this parasha of Vayigash. Ha'esek hazesh nezdam lifnei Yaakov avinu al v'sholom ya'avedis Yosef, that Yosef HaTzadik was lost. Yedua shahaya be'enav, the other side. Yedua shahaya be'enav ke'efes tikva chas v'shol. In Yaakovinu's eyes, it's ke'efes tikva. Without Yosef HaTzadik, the whole Isaac of Kedushas Yisrael is finished. It's done. Ke'efes tikva chas v'shol l'chol binyin ha'kedusha. Because you can't build Kedushas Yisrael without Yosef HaTzadik. The tzaddik is that which connects Shemayim and Aras. Without Yosef HaTzadik, you can't build Am Yisrael. You can't build Kedushas Yisrael. You could have a people, a nation, but there can't be Kedushas Yisrael. That's why Yaakovino had a Kabbalah, which Rashi brings down, that if one of his children is going to, if any of his children are going to die during his lifetime, then there won't be any Hemshech. Any of his children. It means Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik is gone. So there can't be any binyan of kedusha. There's no evan hapina. There's no yisoid. The tzaddik is yisoid olam, the yisoid that was missing. Therefore, it is seen to be efes tikva. There's no hope. Me'acha shechoshev shechas shalom ha'yisoid va'akiyum ne'adar. Yaakov even thought that the yisoid was gone. Va'avurzeh, and because of that, It says in the Torah, "Mein lesnachem vayimoin lesnachem." It doesn't say v'lo yochel lesnachem. It says vayimoin. He refused to be consoled. What do you mean lo yochel? Tzaddikim can be consoled. Regular people, lo aleinu, a healthy person, a regular person finds nechama. He's able to be consoled. It's a gzeira alameis, it's mishtakech min halev. A person goes on with life. It's terrible, but a person goes on. And Davke is such a tzaddik, Yaakov Avinu, vayimoin lesnachem. Doesn't say v'leyoch lesnachem. Vayimoin lesnachem. He refused. Shebevadim mitzad etzem ha'muka begashmi is eim ha'roi shol l'kabel tanchumen. As far as Gashmis is concerned, it's a terrible tragedy to lose a son, but it's not, but eim ha'roi shol l'kabel tanchumen. It doesn't befit a person of Yaakov Avinu's greatness that he shouldn't be misnachim, not to be mekabel tanchumen. A person's mekabel tanchumen. Rake ikar hayim neisha kishiro tarif Yosef. The ikar is because when Yaakov Avinu saw, the brothers came and they told Yaakov Avinu tarif that Yosef HaTzadik was torn to pieces. Which to Yaakov meant that the koch of Yisod, the bechin of Yisod, it's not just a matter of his individual, of that son who of course he loved, but Tarf Yosef, that the koch of Yisod has been ripped to pieces, has been shattered, has been broken. And the inyan of Yisod is Nikrachai. Ben Ish Chai, Rav Pa'olim, the koch of Yisod of the tzaddik is called Chai. David Melch shall chai v'kayim. Oid Yosef chai. Ben ish chai, ki yadu et tzadik chai almen. L'zois l'kibel tanchumen. You can't be mekabel tanchumen on that which is called chai, that which is called alive. V'zo inyin ha-medrish al-apasik v'yimoyin l'esnachem, she'tzofa b'ruach ha-kodsha shu chai. That's the deeper meaning of the Medrash when Chazal say that he couldn't be Makabel Tanchumen because with the Zohar HaKadosh, he knew somehow that Yosef HaTzadik is still alive. Ve'en Makabel Tanchumen Alachai. You can't be Makabel Tanchumen Alachai. That Yosef was taken from him. Yosef was lost. Yosef is Chalila in terrible danger somewhere in the world. But you can't be Makabel Tanchumen because he's still alive. Because remember, the Makor doesn't die. He couldn't be makabel tanchumen. Hein mitzad im chas v'sholem niskalke la'odem achayim hazeh. Because mimanav shach, if this koach of Yisod of Tzadik was ruined by Yosef at Tzadik, in other words, that Yosef is alive, but his kedusha, his chiyus, was somehow damaged in Mitzrayim, then Yaakov can't be makabel tanchumen on kedushas Yisrael. Yosef was still chai v'kayim. Emes was alive. Because the tzaddik is the life of all worlds. You don't let go of that which is alive. When something is finished, you let go, you walk away, it's done. But when something is alive, when something is alive, tzaddik, Ish chai, Rav Paolam, Oid Yosef chai, you can't be Mekabel Tanchumen. It's Vayimoyin Lesnachim. You can't let go. Well, Kapirish Rashi Zal, Al Chai Ro, Achalosu, Rashi brings down, Nitzin So Beiruch HaKadosh, Memela Chalila Efes Tikva. Ulesoif Nizgalu Binyin Azeh Atzmoy, She Yesibel Eseris Mekar Yeshuba. What happened? Davka, at that point of Efes Tikva, that there is no hope. And that Chalila, the Tzaddik is gone. Dafka, that itself was a Sibelus Eris Makar HaYeshua, Shaliya Hefzik Lakdusha B'Shum Oifim, Zel Be'etzim Kar HaMakar. What's the Indian of the Makar? Mashul Nichse Me'ein HaAdam, the Makar of water. You don't see with your eyes. It's deep under the surface of the earth. You don't see it. Yosef HaTzaddik was missing. The Makar is covered. The Makar is covered. It's something which you can't see and you don't understand. The makar, kinyan ma'ayan, hayotzei mimakor mayim chayim, like a wellspring of living water, that comes from the makor mayim chayim. Shemamokam makor moitzah ma'ayan, the source of the waters, that place of the makar, ain shum tefisas odem liras bechush moitzah mayim. Nobody sees that. That's way, way beneath the surface. You don't see that. But from that place, the water is coming bli shir, without a shir. Even the name Yosef means Moisef v'holach. It means it's more and more. It doesn't end. Nachzil inyanenu. So now we can come back to our inyan. Shem inyan yiridas Yosef l'mitzrayim davke. So now, here it looked like everything was finished. Yosef is gone. What happened to him? He's taken down to the lowest place. He's taken down to Ervas Haaretz, to the filth of the earth, to Mitzrayim, which is the opposite of the Tzaddik. So it looks like that's the place where the Tzaddik is going to be dried up. He's finished. Yaakov back home is not Makabel Tanchumen. Oid Yosef Chai, this Ahergish, it can't be. I don't see it, though. Therefore, Yaakov, you know, couldn't see the Makar HaChayim, couldn't see, it was hidden and it was covered for him. He felt that Yosef is still alive, but it was hidden, it was covered. But davke from the very tzara of Yosef HaTzadik being taken down to Mitzrayim, the davke what was nisayir hamakar, that even when a Jew is in Mitzrayim, even when a Jew is in the most disgusting, lowest place in the world, and he's at the lowest time of his life, even at that point, or davke from that point is nisayir oy Yosef Chai. Because that's davke where Yosef HaTzadik Tzidkus was mezgala. That's davke where Yosef, Oid Yosef Chai was mezgala. In Mitzrayim. And not only that, but then after Parshas Vayigash, it says Vayichi Yaakov, which Rashi and Chazal, everybody's talking about Vayichi Yaakov. That's just, it doesn't say Vayichi Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael, so Vayichi Yaakov in Mitzrayim. Vayichi Yaakov in Mitzrayim, that's a place of Chiyas. In Mitzrayim, Vayichi Yaakov. Vayichi Yaakov in Mitzrayim is Vayichi Yaakov. And in Mitzrayim with the Giluyim of what? Oid Yosef Chai. Oid Avichai, Ha Oid Avichai. These Giluyim are Giluyim Davka, where? In the place of death. Mitzrayim is a place of death. That's all they talk about in Mitzrayim, is death. That's what they have, the Meshigah with death. The whole of the Zohar Mitzrayim revolves around death, death. Not only with the pyramids and the Sphinx, it was all death. The whole Inyan of Mitzrayim is death. And Davka, there, there's a Gilui of what? Oid Yosef Chai. Oid Avichai. That Am Yisrael is indestructible. That Yosef HaTzadik is the Makor Chaim. That Tzadik is Chai Alman. That's never detached from the Bar Yoilam. Ki Imcha Makor Chaim V'Or Chanera Or. The Or. That's what the Rebbe is explaining. Shemini, you read this Yosef Mitzrayim Davke, Niftach Makor Yeshua Dor Dor. It's the Davke from there. Comes the Yeshua L'Dor Dor. That even if a Jew was sold into slavery to Mitzrayim, he could still come back. He could still be revived, because ki imcha makor chayim lihigol mikol minei shibud. No matter what shibud a Jew is, no matter what the shibud is, v'akedusha lo yeh nechla chas v'shalom b'shum oifen. The kedusha of a Jew is never finished. It's a makor mayim chayim. It's oid Yosef chay. It never dries up. Only if a person doesn't realize that, because it's so covered, he forgets, he doesn't think about it, and then chas v'chalila, he could fall into yeish, and he doesn't want to live. Kiyadu mizar ha-kadosh, shaydei sheyorad b'chinas ha-bris b'galusa, aydezeh yeh b'chaylus lihigol. The dafke Yosef HaTzadik, which is the koach of bris, zacharti as brisi Yaakov, goes into Golus, into Mitzrayim. K'mesh ha-kosef, ezker es brisi. Finally, shagam, shahoyi b'mitzrayim b'diyuta tachtoina. That afterwards, when we were Mitzrayim later on with Moshe Rabbein, when we were Mitzrayim, and over there was Bidiyuta Tachtoina, Kiyadush and Ishku B'Memtashari Tumma, Hashem Haya Oid Chalila Rega Achas LaHaya Oid Mitzias Hakedusha Shielam Illegal Klal. That it looked like if there'd be another second in that Tumma, there'd be no Am Yisrael. So we were at the end of our line. We were at the end. We were at Mamish at the end. V'rak ayidei ha-nekuda k'tana. So how did we come back to life in Mitzrayim? We're talking now by Moshe Rabbeinu. Had we come back to life? How could there be a chiyus? How were we able to b'chlal to hear? It says, v'ya'amein ha'am, that we believed. V'ya'amein is the same oisi. It says, v'yimo'ein l'hesnach. V'yimo'ein is v'ya'amein. So how did we come to such a thing of v'ya'amein? How do we believe? If everything was dried up, if everything was dead, we were Mitzrayim for such a long time, how did it come back to life? The Teretz is because the Koch of Yosef HaTzadik, the Atzmus Yosef, the Koch of the Bris of Yosef, Oid Yosef Chai, was still there. Rakhidei Nekuda Ktana, which is the Midah of Yosef, which is called the Nekuda Kiyadua, the Nekuda Ktana, the Koch of the Bris. Shenisha Behem Yakdusha, the Pach Shem that's Munach Bechoyis Mishal Kohen Gadol. Nisoyra HaMakar, Davk at the end, Nis'ur ha-makar, in Mitzrayim. Lo'itzim in Mitzrayim, to go out of Mitzrayim. V'ula ois, she'ein shum oifun li'es hefzik la'akdusha. And this is the ois, this is the simon. That there can't be a hefzik la'akdusha. There's no hefzik to Kedusha Yisrael. Ech she'yiyah. Person thinks that he's at the end, and he gives up. That's a terrible, terrible mistake. And the whole beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim later on with Moshe Rabbeinu, all of that is coming from what? From what took place by the beginning, by the Haschola, which is the Inyan of Yosef going down to Mitzrayim. Which appeared Efes Tikva, that there's no hope. And even in Mitzrayim, they didn't feel it was covered from them. What was the Indian that Yosef HaTzadik was poil? Because the big test that he had over there with the wife of Potiphar, he lo yada dover. She didn't know what was going on. But Chazal say that she knew somehow she was supposed to be with Yosef HaTzadik. She didn't understand what that was. She just had a tire for Yosef. That it was totally over there when it was happening. Yosef didn't know what this was about, and nobody understood what was going on. And yet he was able to somehow make it through that nisayon. That means that every Jew, forever and ever, even without understanding, even without seeing the Makar Chaim, is somehow able to make it through the nisayonis of this world. He doesn't go into this much more. He says, "Doike amayku." V'hine zegam kein inyan sheniska besidra zu. And not only that, but in Parshas Vayeshev, in the middle of the whole story, Mechiras Yosef, in the middle of the whole Maisa, is what? Yiridas Yehuda me'esachov. All of a sudden, the Torah comes in the middle with Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda, the Maisa that Yehuda had with his daughter-in-law, with Tamar. In the middle of everything is Vayered Yehuda. Sheyagam kein inyan helem gadol. It's a terrible inyan. It's a helem gadol. So Mashiach ben Yosef is really lost. Yosef at Tzadik. And now we have Mashiach ben David. And Mashiach ben David, it says Vayered Yehuda. Yehuda is Mashiach ben David. It says Vayered Yehuda. And a terrible mice seems to be happening. Shlamar ayin hayinira ki yirida gedoyla lefonav kolen yonim shenizdam hu az lefonav. That as far as the way things looked, it couldn't get worse than that. Vayered Yehuda. The biggest bizyainis, the lowest thing in the world. And what comes from that inyan of Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda, Mashiach Tzekein. From that inyan with Tamar comes Peretz and Zerach, and from there comes Boaz and David HaMelech, Rus, David HaMelech, comes from that. Mashiach Tzekein, who comes from that. Was the inyan of David HaMelech, Evan Masu HaBoinim. Was David HaMelech, Evan Masu HaBoinim. But the inyan of David HaMelech is Ki Imcha Mekor Chaim, Baruch Nere'or. Ki Imcha Mekor Chaim. David Melech Sol Chai V'Kai. That they were saying that David is a nobody. David is not even a Meyuchas. David is Chas HaSholem. Is not even kosher over Bakal. And then what was Mizgala was Evan Masu HaBoinim Haisel Rosh Pina. Lamar Ha'ayin, David HaMelech was rejected. Evan Masu Abayinim, and Davka Haisla Resh Pina. And the whole life of David HaMelech was that when it seemed like there was no possibility, that Oyd She'akotten Davka, from there was Nis'ayr, the Mekor Chaim, of Ki'imcha Mekor Chaim, David HaMelech is the Koch of Chanukah. The Davka from Vayered Yehuda, at the end, when it seems that it couldn't get worse, it's finished, Davka was Misoyrev, the Nitzoyz, the Nakuda of Mashiach Tzekeinu. That's for all future Dairas. That's the hope for all future Dairas. And Mekol Anal, and from all that we've learned, Yuchal Kol Prat Lodin Ba'atzmai. Each person can judge himself, can look at his own life. When something happens in life, or a person has done something, and from what he's looking at with his eyes, nira chalila she'avda tikvasai. That's it. That all hope is lost. So from here, Reb Leibler says, when he comes dafka to the soif, when he comes to the end, Bal Yisyaish, a Jew for himself can learn, must learn. Bal Yisyaish, davka not to give up hope. Ki yochol liyosh ezeh ba'atzmoy, hayasibas yishuasa. Yochol liyosh, in the most amazing way, that what he's going through right now in his life is sibas yishuasa. Sibas yishuasa. In the short time that I'm here in the yeshiva, 2 years, not even yet 2 years, I've already had many, many meetings with Bachram, who went through an inyan with that they were dating and they were going out with somebody and it didn't work out, and that bocher came to a feeling of efes tikvasi. I'm finished. I can't go on. I have no hope. What could that be, that a person who's 21, 22, 23, 24, they're not talking about a 75-year-old bocher. We're talking about that a person can come to a machshava of Efes Tikva. there is no hope. Ovad tikvasi. That's the Indian of a Jew. At that point, Davke is to remember. There's no such thing. Ain hepsik l'kedushas Yisrael. Davke vayerid Yehuda comes Mashiach Tzukein. But the nature of a person is that when he's going through a tzara, he looks at that vayerid, that his vayerid is different. His vayerid is vayerid. It's just vayerid. My vayerid is different. I'm so special. My vayerid is a complete and total yerida without any hope. That's my vayerid. Yehuda wasn't such a chashuv a person. By Yehuda is an Indian like that. But by me, my vayerid is mamish a vayerid. My vayerid is finished. There's no... That's exactly what the Yevanim wanted. Lashkicha, to cause a Jew to forget that a Jew is not b'derech hateva. The life of a Jew is that he's connected to the Makar. By the Makar, it's ever flowing. It's ever flowing. Davka when it comes to the end, it's a shasa kaisha because soifa knows b'tchilosin because the end is connected to the beginning, to Yosef Atzadik, to Chanukah. And that's how it goes. She says ba'atzma yisibas yishuosai. When uchlimtzer remes the reina b'medrash rabba, and we could find the hint in the medrash rabba. Al posik it says in Tehillim. So everybody knows the capital of Shir HaMaalos, Rabbas Tzeraruni min Urai, Yoyma Nar Yisrael. Rabbas Tzeraruni min Urai. Dod Melech said, I have a lot of tzaras, min Urai, from when I was a young man, from the time that I was a kid. Rabbas Tzeraruni min Urai, but he says, Yoyma Nar Yisrael. Dod Melech is speaking for all of Am Yisrael. That all of Am Yisrael says, Rabbas Tzeraruni, there's been a lot of tzaras that have been caused to me, min Urai, from the time that I was young. Then the pasuk goes on, Rabbis Tzeraruni min Urai gam lo yochluli. So it says in the Medrash like this, Rabbis Tzeraruni min Urai yomene Yisrael, Yisrael Saba, it's talking about Yaakov Avinu, v'hainu shekom hat b'tkos ovru alav, how many different tzaras did Yaakov Avinu go through? Lasis v'shim l'dairis v'zeshenema min Urai from the time that I was young. What does it mean from the time that I was young? Kalklai Yisrael nikra zman ha'ovis ha'kadoshim yimei nu'urim. Am Yisrael says, Rabbis Tzeraruni min Urai, that we as a nation, we've gone through a lot, many, many things, min nu'urai, from the time that we were young, by the others, when we were young, by the others. Kini nishtavis, psuke ha'zecharenis, v'zecharti es brisi Yaakov, v'chul v'zecharti ani es brisi o'isach, b'mein nu'urayach, from when we were young, from the days of the others, we've been through a lot of sorrows. So Am Yisrael Shemals Rabbis Tzeraruni min Urai Yerimena Yisrael. The Medrash says going in Yaakov Avinu that we've been going through tzaras from all the way back then by Yaakov Avinu from the beginning. Because that's the beginning of the building of kedusha of Am Yisrael. That's called Neurai, the time of our youth. Rabbis Tzeraruni min Urai. And each and every person can say that about his own life. Rabbis Tzeraruni b'yimein Urai means see by shyness from the time that he was young, especially the Inyan of Kedushas Habris and Pagam Habris with these Inyanim of Yosef HaTzadik, that there are many, many tzaras that a person goes through when he's young, where he feels that he's lost all of his Kedusha, that Yosef HaTzadik is missing from his life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says that Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, V'yochlulach, and to Am Yisrael, V'yochlulach means that this will consume you, this will destroy you. Omer Yaakov gam lo yochluli. No. Yaakov says, no, it won't destroy me. Again, listen to the pasuk. He doesn't bring the whole pasuk. Shir HaMalas, Rabbis Tzeraruni min Urai, Yoimena Yisrael. Rabbis Tzeraruni min Urai, gam lo yochluli. Even though I've had tzaras min Urai, especially in my younger years when I was young, in the Yemei HaNurim, and when there are a lot of bad things that go on, but Yaakov says lo yochluli, yochluli is like vayichul, it couldn't destroy me. All the tzaras that I've been through, lo yochluli, like it says when he fought with the Malach, right? Kisarisa imanoshim imelukim anoshim basuchal, lo yochluli, nothing could this. Yaakov says lo yochluli. V'hainu Reb Leibel says, "Kamoish Nami B'Yakov." It says over there by Yaakov Avinu, "V'yakil Yochaloi." The Malach of Esav could not defeat Yaakov Avinu. Ki lo yachaloi. That's what a Jew is. A metzias that can't be destroyed, that can't be defeated. Lo yach. That's what Yaakov says. Rabbis tzarudim in hurai yomene Yisrael. Rabbis tzarudim in hurai gam lo yachluli. With all the tzaros that I went through, tzaros from outside, and then what a person has in his own life, when he's especially when he's a young man, all the things that are not nice, that are not good, lo yachluli, didn't destroy me. It didn't destroy my kedusha. Lo yachluli. And whatever Yaakovina went through, it became a reshima for all future generations. That the opposite of Kedusha will never be able to utterly defeat Kedusha. Esav, the Sarish Esav, cannot defeat Yaakovina. And the pasuk goes on. In Tehillim, in Shir Malos, Rabbi Suni Minurai, Yemen Yisrael, Rabbi Suni Minurai, Gam Leochli, Hashem Tzadik Kitzetz Avis Rishoyim, Yevoshuvi Yisoygu Achor, Kol Soine Tzioin. Hashem Tzadik Kitzetz Avis Rishoyim means Hashem, Dov Mel says Hashem is a Tzadik, Kitzetz, he cuts Avis Rishoyim, the ropes, the thick ropes of the Rishoyim that are strangling you. Hashem cuts those ropes. Kitzetz Loshen Over, it's talking about in the past, Kitzetz. Hashem back then cut the rope of Esav, that it can't strangle a Jew, it can't destroy a Jew. The whole side of Esav was already defeated by the Sarah Shal Esav when Yaakov Avinu said v'loyocholay. It says v'loyocholay. Then the pasuk goes on in Tehillim over there. Yevoishu v'yisogu achor kol soinei tzion, that they will be humiliated and driven back. All those who despise Tzion will be, in the end, will be defeated. All those who despise Tzion. Why is it Soinei Tzion? La'osil l'deridar is d'haino kol inyoni his garbus ha'hibuch sh'nikra Soinei Tzion. V'gematria Yosef kidua. Tzion is the gematria Yosef. It means all those forces that are opposed to Yosef HaTzadik will be destroyed. Soinei Tzion means those who hate Yosef HaTzadik. Those who hate Kedushas Yisrael. Those who are trying to destroy Kedushas Yisrael. In the end, they're all going to be themselves destroyed because already by Yaakov Avinu, Hashem cut the rope. When a Jew feels that right now he's being strangled by the Tumah of Yovan, by the Tumah of Sarah Shal Esav, he should know, Kitzetz Ovas, Hashem already the Tzaddik, Hashem already cut the Hashem already cut Kitzetz, Hashem Kitzetz Ovas Rishoyim, Hashem cut that Hashem Tzadik Kitzetz Ovis Vishoyim, and because of that, Yevoshiv Yisoygu Achor Kol Soinei Tzion, Kol Soinei Tzion. Those who hate Yosef Tzadik, in the end, they'll be driven away. Tzion is the gematria Yosef Kiyadua. Lo Yilham Shum Tkuma V'Yecholus L'Shum Prat Nefesh Mi'Yisrael. In the end, all the Soinei Tzion will not be able to defeat every Jew. In the end, will come out victorious. The pasuk goes on and says, "Yiu kachatzir gagois." The mefarshim say, like you have grass on top of it; it's growing on top of the roof. It's not really; it's nothing. It's not connected to the makar. So, all of the enemies of Tzion are going to be blown away, like the grass that grows on a rooftop. It's not connected to the ground. It says in the pasuk, "Le'omru ha'ovrim, birkas Hashem aleichem, be'rachnu eschem b'shem Hashem." That means that the Soinei Tzion, le'omru ha'ovrim, the Soinei Tzion are called the ovrim, those who are going to pass from the world, those who do not, they're like the grass on top of the roof, they're not connected to the Mekor Chaim, and they're going to be destroyed. And the end of the pasuk is Beirachnu Eschem B'Shem Hashem. That means the Am Yisrael that's connected to the Mekor HaChayim. Beirachnu Eschem B'Shem Hashem. Shoyiyaz Esibel Hashpos Mekor HaBrocha BaKedusha. That all of the Soinei Tzion are Davka going to be the ones that are going to reveal through that we reach the end of our line. Maybe that's happening now, what's going on in our times. Davka through that's going to be Beirachnu B'Shem Hashem. That Nisoyer the Mekor of Kedusha. Zel berachnu eschem b'shem Hashem. Ulai is the kavanas al yisoid amayim b'inyin chanukah shoshpos mekor habrocha b'kedusha. the inyan of the brocha of the Pach HaShemen, v'yadu b'kisvei Arizal, mitziruv Chanukah, shumispa Hashem kodesh havai b'milui samagimul v'havai poshto. We're not going to go into the shemus now. V'zeh b'rachnu eschem b'shem havai, which is the makor ha'chaim, ki'imcha makor ha'chaim, and therefore dafka through the tzoynei tziyah, and all the koiches that are opposed to Kedushas Yosef HaTzadik, there'll be his oiris of the makor, of the shemen tar, of oid Yosef Chai, of that Kedushas Yisrael. So we're living in a time which seems that there's no hope, chalila, for Kedushas Yisrael to be able to survive. And davke, and it seems ki'ilu Yosef HaTzadik is lost. Davke, we're going to be zoichim et Hashem to see the nes of Shivas Tzion, of the return of Yosef HaTzadik, the return of Am Yisrael to Tzion, which is the union of Tzidkus, and in Nigla, in that which is Nigla before our eyes, that we'll be able to return to Yerushalayim, and there will be the two Mashiach, and Mashiach ben Yosef, and Mashiach ben David, Oid Yosef Chai, David Yisrael Chai v'Kaim, B'gul Hashem v'Amitis, Amen v'Amen.